Minister Kerin Gakua he been making this plateau talk behind long asking long Southern Highlands Governor William Powi long money long provincial government na all papa ground usatin okisim one pla good pla halivim long wenem this pla agreement in a lookim good pla run long money we in up long buying good all papa ground long this pla PNG LNG gas project.
The PNG LNG project has not delivered the promised billions in development levy and royalty because the landowners and provincial government have been subsidizing the project developers by allowing for capital expenditure deductions by way of depreciation allowance in calculation of royalty and development levy. I think the minister is fully aware of that in relation to PNG LNG project under calculation of development levy and royalty, allowing capital uplift premium and allowing for operational expenditure recovery in the calculations, and the 2% royalty and development levy has in fact become less than 1% given these subtractions, and this acceleration is allowing for acceleration of the cheating by the developers. I want to place this on record, and the people of Papua New Guinea must know this. This should not be allowed at the expense of the people of Southern Islands and its landowners.
Governor Powi, he asked him, suppose Minister Blong Petroleum Kerin Gakua, he can look to gain long display heavy, blong money, blong all provincial government, na all papa ground, and in it law agreement, blong LNG gas project.
Mr. Deputy Speaker, my question in relation to this is, can the minister responsible correct this mistake in law in the under calculations of development levy and royalty under the current PNG LNG project?
Long time Emmy Beckham asking Blong Governor Blong Southern Highlands Province Minister Kerin Gakua ito clear all same he got one belly stop penis name long PNG government all operator na all papa ground na long display time Emmy by look again he go inside long sample long display all area long royalty na levy money long provincial government.
It is a problem. I sympathize with the governor and I sympathize with the landowners for the way this thing has operated badly against our stakeholders. So we are going about to make sure that this does not happen in any future projects, that whatever we fix as a levy or a royalty is exactly that figure and no deductions to be attached to it, making it tax deductible or tax creditable. Because when you make it tax deductible, or you make him creditable, it's like giving on the one hand and taking back, giving it out on the other hand. So net gain and zero, net gain and zero. We have to stop that. And it's an anomaly in our law. We really sympathize with the people who've been impacted by the state of the current law. And we are working to address this in the law reform that's underfoot at the moment. Plus also in any future agreements that we negotiate, you will see that we're going to be demanding that whatever is in that is the figure will not be made deductible or tax creditable.
Mr. Kua, he talk in Parliament too, all same, he got plenty all Arapla all heavy blong oil project where he stop yet, long look long in, na ino display LNG gas project, that's all.
In me working oil production, passing Lokutubuna, Gobena, Moran, these places, then behind recently in me got gas. But there are issues that go back to the oil days that are still outstanding. Now we come, now time gas projects come inside, display legacy issues, oil come inside, now we'll create more complex dynamics in the management of our own people's issues. So what I have been actively doing, Mr. Speaker, is to create a combined committee between my department and one-time oil sets who keep a lot of this historical data going back to the oil days, because many partners switch and change number, but oil sets is the longest operator covering both the petroleum, the oil, and the gas production activities. Also, me setting up committee in which oil sets is a part of. They are preparing, Mr. Speaker, a table of legacy issues. Now, this is by incorporating all the outstanding issues with a timetable and a suggested methodology for resolving those issues. My hope is, Mr. Speaker, that before this term of Parliament is over, 2022, it's my sincere hope, very shortly I will table within the Cabinet particular paper based on legacy issues.
Lasoim support Igo Long asking Blong Governor Blong Southern Highlands Province, Governor Blong NCD Powers Parkop, he talk Blong subsidize him or bring him down benefit Blong all provincial government na all papa ground emino good pla Tomas.
We should not take the statement lightly, and the minister na department Blongen must look na, you know, tell us for real, because Emia Yumitokia we have made a big mistake. But Second point, me talk Myanmar also with all such na department, they are putting a list together of all the legacy issues so they can find ways to address them.
Emi ask him to long social mapping na to one him time by all papa ground ikisi money blong all. Minister Kuai to clear all same all display back him by come up long one pla paper blong en ego long cabinet.
He got plenty license, na he got plenty issues. Also now, instead of crime law giving you issues connected with 1-1 PDL, go all the way up to PDL 15. I think it more better, you may wait in this like issues paper blow me come now. Time me briefing cabinet, at the same time by me carry one by ministerial statement. He come now making law parliament, so this part time only can, all leaders only can aware as to what the specific issues are and at what states we are in resolving each one of those issues. You can make him all same. But in a general sense, me can assure him people that this plan government role people, whatever issues only got, you must proactively resolve it.